楽に腰をかけてください。外界から離れて孤立した気持ちになり、まぶたをゆっくり下げ、目を閉じてください。そして横になってください。呼吸を合わせ、腹式呼吸になっていく。自分のリズムに合わせてリラックスしてください。ゆっくり呼吸をしてより深く、それとも深いよりゆっくりと感じる。また、自分の呼吸をよりゆっくり、より深く、それともより深く、よりゆっくり感じるかもしれない。体が落ち着けると同時に、物音が耳までに届いても、私の声を聞き続けてください。外の物音、その物音がだんだんと離れていく。安らかでゆっくり離れていくもののように、また自然に続いていくこの催眠状態を助ける物音。時々自分の意識は体の感覚に作用をされる。時々は私の声に反応し、私の声の音色とリズム、落ち着いたくつろいだリズム、意識は外れていく。今行われている体験に完全に流れていく。この心地よい体験を自分の顔に移行させてください。顔の筋膜緩みがだんだんと顔のすべての筋肉を得ていくと同時に、違った感覚が体に現れていくのを感じる。一つ一つの息が混乱されるような思考を取り除く厄介なイメージ、心地よい感覚に変えられる。満足感が体中の筋肉に広がっていく。そしてその気持ちよい緩みが続いていくと同時に、体が重くなっていく。だんだんと重く、その重さを自分の安楽に座っている。表面の体の跡のように感じる。心地よい感覚で重く、気苦労、心配、不便な感覚から和らげるように、体と精神をたどるこの静かさと休息の中で落ち着きを選んでください。和らぐ感覚、それとも和らげて体が和らっていくのを選ぶか感じる。自分の精神がリラックスしていくのを利用し、感覚に流され、リラックスしながら和らいでリラクセーションを利用して、体と精神が前よりより深くリラックスするのを思い出している間、潜在意識を自分のくつろぎのレベルに調節する。このリラックスを強調させるため、この深いくつろぎをよりよく利用するために、体はより多くの感覚を感じていく。このくつろいだ感覚は腕の方へ進行していき、残す需要のあるものを腕の筋肉、肘、前腕、手首、手、一つ一つの指に残し、腕がだんだんと重くなっていく。非常に重く、無常力な感覚を感じていく。安楽に思う。足は緩く、深く重く、リラックスし続けるための深さと同じくらいの深さで、徐々に、もも、膝、ふくらはぎ、そして足を届くまで、足首、かかと、一つ一つのつま先が完全に くつろいでいく。体が和らぎ、再生し、治り、回復すると同時に、自分の神経系が休止したかもしれない。それが落ち着き、すべての細胞を再生している。精神が休むと同時に、この修復された意識の範囲にゆっくり滑り込む。脳波の速度が完全に落とされていて、一番深い自分自身に静かに潜り込む。目が内部に入っていくように、内部を体幹、気持ちと下へ進行するために引き継ぐように、体に解決する穏やかさ、穏やかさと満足感に感謝する。体の中のここ、しかし同時に遠いところ、それが潜在意識に再生されるよう、されるように深いリラクセーションがくつろいだ状態に散りばめられ、ゆっくり、深く、ゆっくり、体と精神が休息し、潜在意識は起きている。聞こえるすべての催眠の提案に接近でき、私が1から10までに数えるように、下へと深い下へ進行していくために、ゆっくり穏やかに数え、脳波のリズム、ゆっくりなリズム、異常なリズム、催眠のリズムが届くまで、10、9、8、と数が減少していくほど波が遅くなっていきます。7、6、5、リラックスな状態と催眠状態の間の途中、4、3、不安に近い、催眠な不安。2、1。
Was going to, supposed to. Glossary. It wasn't supposed to turn out this way. To wait for. The whole day. Why? To contact. To forget.Forgot, forgotten. Sick. To stay in. As soon as. To wake, woke, woken. To start, to begin. High jinks. To run. To argue. To cause a ruckus.To muddle up. A study. To lose it. To look. So plus adjective. Quiet, calm.Shy. To look like. An angel. A little monster. Mischievous. A child, two children. One day like this. To get someone exhausted. Knackered. An aunt. At an aunt's place. Recently. Have surgery. Surgery. To need. To take care of. So. To stay over. To be supposed to. To come back. To think, thought, thought. Might. Better. A reason. Before. To fall, fell, fallen. To fall ill, to get sick. To catch, caught, caught. The flu. To feel. To turn out this way. To babysit. Either or. Excited. Irritated. A bundle of nerves. My point. I was going to plus verb. To cook. To recover. A wife. Never mind. To write down. Grammar. In English, when we want to refer to the future, we usually use will, the modal for the future. However, when we want to refer to the future in the past, when we talk about things that were planned and didn't happen, we use these phrases below. Be going to. Example. I was going to call you when you entered my office. Be supposed to. Example. She was supposed. Example. She was supposed to meet Dave, but he didn't come. Would. Example. He said he would come the day after. It. And now a dialogue between Wentworth and Sarah. It wasn't supposed to turn out this way. Hello, Wentworth. I waited for your call the whole day yesterday. Why didn't you contact me?
I'm sorry, Sarah. I forgot. My children were sick and stayed in. As soon as they woke up, they started their hijinks. Running, arguing, screaming, causing a ruckus, and muddling up books in my study. I almost lost it.
Really? They look so quiet and shy.
Because you don't know them. They look like angels, but they're little monsters when they want to.
They're mischievous. Do you know one child who is not?
True. But one day, this got me totally exhausted. I'm knackered.
Didn't you have time to recover?
My wife is at her aunt's place. She recently had surgery and needs someone to take care of her needs. My wife loves her, so she's staying over. She was supposed to come back on Sunday, but then she thought it might be better, and there was no reason for her to be here before Monday.
But your children fell ill.
Exactly. They weren't supposed to. They didn't catch the flu, but they were not feeling good.
It wasn't supposed to turn out this way. I sometimes babysit, and sick children are either too excited or very irritated. They can be bundles of nerves.
My point. Exactly. And I thought, I was going to relax, play with them, and cook a bit. I thought I would call you. I was going to, but...
Never mind. I wrote down the questions I wanted you to answer. Please, have a look.
Okay.
You start to return to a full awakening state. When I say the number 10, you will be completely de-hypnotized. 1. 2. You feel an energizing sensation browse your body. 3. 4. You wake up slowly. Your breathing is natural. 5. 6. You take a deep breath. 7. 8. You move your hands, your feet, your legs. You stretch your body. 9. 10. Gently lift your eyelids. You open your eyes. And you're now completely de-hypnotized.